This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
Hi, I'm Lola, one of the program producers. Joining me today is Tracy.
Hi.
I'd like to hear your coming out story.
I think I was always aware that I was attracted to women. I did a lot of exploration with my best friend, who was my neighbor, who I grew up with, but then really didn't date in high school or junior high school. I was the person who counseled people. Fast forward many years, I am a Quaker, and so really, I think there was an internal struggle in terms of what it meant to be a person of faith and somebody who's queer. I had a series of conversations with a dear friend of mine who really challenged me to be much more open about that and really helped me to see that the holy loved all of me. And really, she was the one that sort of pushed me to be more expansive. And so by the time I got to seminary, I had a dear friend who was gay and a non-theist. And he was another person who was very instrumental for me in terms of helping me to be aware of the ways in which God loved us, loved me. It wasn't soon after that I started having a very serious relationship with another person who was in the seminary with me, who is a Quaker from Mexico. It was a wonderful opportunity for me in terms of the exploration. I think my parents were very, very supportive. My father, he was another person who was a nudger because he would send a lesbian mystery novels to me because I like mystery novels. My community was very affirming, so I have not been in a circumstance where I experienced a lot of hostility, which I'm grateful for. I've experienced more hostility as an African American and maybe as female than as being somebody who's lesbian. So, yeah.
And what age did you come out?
To myself, I would say that was around 12.
And first kiss?
Ooh, first kiss, that would have been around 11. You know, we were doing a lot of experimenting and we put paper on our lips. And so we did the first kiss that way, yes.
How did you end up in Quaker school when you were young?
My mother was a school teacher. My father was a college professor. And my parents were really worried that I would get in a juvenile detention center because I had really good leadership skills, but wasn't that great in terms of classroom participation. And so my parents were really concerned about that and put me in the Quaker school. They felt as though that model worked better for me.
What term do you use? Do you use lesbian, queer?
Lesbian, sometimes queer, but mostly lesbian.
Any reason?
I think because I love women. Queer in some ways is a much more expansive term. And so sometimes when I'm talking to younger people, I'll use that term because for them, it feels more expansive and not as exclusive. But I think generally I self-identify as lesbian.
Anything else you want to add?
Oh, I think this is a great show, and I thank you that you do this to allow people from our community to share and to be heard.
Thank you, Tracy.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.